Welcome to our Sunday blessing, everyone. It's September the 6th, 2015. We are well into the new millennium. And by now, I think you probably have realized that it's a new pace of life. We're headed in a new direction to accomplish goals and climb mountains that we didn't even envision before. It's kind of like the old saying, you climb one mountain range so that you can see the next one. And then sometimes you have to go down into the valley in order to get to the base of the next mountain range. I think a lot of us have spent the first 15 years of this millennium going down from one mountain range into the valley to get ready to climb up the next one. And it's all part of life. I just wanted to voice a few words of encouragement that even though we may move into some challenging areas of life or some parts of life that are less than exciting or stagnant or challenging or disappointing, it's still all part of life. And we are cultivating the skills to live a better life in a newer and better way. It's just like the butterfly coming out of the cocoon. If it doesn't struggle coming out of the cocoon, it will not be able to fly. The fact is, we learn mostly from our challenges, our setbacks, and what we call failures. And people who haven't had enough of them are actually not very smart about life. The people who have had a lot of challenges just need to not be stuck in them. Those who've had a lot of experiences we might call failures just need to pull themselves out of the mud, then look down on those experiences and say, wow, what I gained in knowledge, experience, and compassion, what I've learned about life. At that moment, the blessing of having transcended hardships kicks in. It's just like the resurrection story all over again. And we can have that resurrection story many, many times in our life, no matter how hard the preceding events might have been. We can still have that resurrection moment. And one of the things I want to talk about today is the rest that is necessary to precede resurrection. Yeshua gave us the formula. He surrendered into what life brought him, even though it was a great hardship. He suffered it, allowed it to happen, forgave that it happened, and then he rested. And it wasn't until after he had a thorough rest that he was ready for resurrection. And even though that was a miracle unprecedented in human history, on the scope that he experienced it, it's still a miracle that any one of us can experience to a lesser degree with all of our hardships. And today, on this lovely day of rest, I'd like to talk about how we gain rest from our labors. Tomorrow is Labor Day in the United States, and I think most of our callers are from the United States, although I welcome everyone who joins us from around the world to participate in this concept and this celebration that we have and the reason why we have it. But before I go into my message, I would like to honor my commitment to take calls in the beginning. And the call lines are, we are in a Q&A session, so I'm going to take a call from Scott. Hi, Scott. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How are you today?
Good. Very, very good. I had a very good rest, and now I get to work my way up the mountain a little bit, and I can
good.
Share something fun about my resurrection if you'd like.
Okay.
I've been working in a public speaking course and they let me do some serve some of the clubs in the area, and I've been giving a speech that I use the information from Love Without End. I use the Lamniscate illustration, and I speak about truth and reality and the three levels of communication and also love, equilibrium, and purpose, and so on. And I got to give my speech at a place called the Citrus Club, which is an executive building downtown on the 18th floor, also in the Orlando Utilities Commission, and also at the University of Central Florida Executive Building. So I've been visiting my people all around with my talk, and they receive it really well. And so I'm having a good experience. I guess I'm working my way up the mountain now.
You are indeed, Scott. And see, the valley wasn't so bad now that you look back on it with a higher perspective.
I'm still rinsing the mud off.
Well, anyway, thanks so much for sharing. And I'm so proud of you, Scott. You really are doing good work. I see we have Denise on the call. And just a minute, Denise, your line is open.
Hi, I'm here to tell an answered prayer.
Great.
Last week I asked for prayer and blessing for our missing cat, Tabby, and we found him, and I'm very grateful. He was trapped under a neighbor's house in a crawl space for 6 days.
Oh, my gosh.
And he has come through it fine. He's a little jumpy, but he's much loved, and the other cats in the family and other family members are supporting him, and he's back to his own life.
Oh, I'm so happy. Well, thank you for sharing that, Denise. I did hold him in my heart during the week.
Thank you.
Yes, great. And give him a hug, a little scratch behind the ears for me.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, great. And let's see, we have a caller from area 415, and you're on. Hello? Area code 415? You may have to unmute your own telephone if you were muted. We'll give you a minute on that. Okay, well, it looks like somebody changed their mind. And that's okay. We'll just move through the call board and see if anybody else wants to talk. We've got maybe another couple of minutes, maybe 3 minutes, before we move into our message. So if you want to ask for a blessing, here we go. Again, area code 415, and you're on.
Hello, Glenda?
Yes.
Oh, hi. This is Steve Adler, and I just had a request for a blessing. I have a friend by the name of Camila, and she has a little 18-month-old daughter named Eva, and Eva suffers from ITP, which is a blood condition. It's a situation where there's a low platelet count, and it causes excessive bleeding and excessive bruising. And I just would ask that, you know, that we all maybe say a special blessing or include Eva in the blessing to hopefully receive a miraculous healing.
Oh, we will. We will. We will. And how old is Eva?
Eva's 18 months old.
Oh, 18. You said that. You said that. I was so moving forward, it just slipped by me. Yes. We will. Well, she's still at a very, very pliable point in life where she can adapt and the universe can correct. And we just hold her in our love that everything happens that needs to happen and will create a whole new womb of light around her so that she can be born into a whole new state of support and adaptation.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And we include her mother in that. What's her mother's name?
Camila.
Camila. Okay. So Eva and Camila. And you too, Steve. It's great to hear from you. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Blessing Conference.
Oh, yes. I'm so looking forward to that. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Well, bye-bye for now. And We've got still just a very few more minutes. We could take a blessing request or hear about a blessing given. And we have a caller from area code 773, and you're on.
Hello?
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 Hello, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Was this from 281?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you hear me anyway. This is Kathy.
I hear you fine.
Yeah, great. Okay. Well, I have a prayer request.
Okay.
A couple that I know, they are seniors, and their names are Diana and Dave.
Okay.
They've been having lots of health problems. Diana has had to have multiple surgeries, and Dave has been putting all of his efforts into taking care of her, and he's kind of let his own health kind of deteriorate, and the doctors have been concerned, and so is Diana. If we could remember them to today, please.
We sure will. We sure will. And it's a condition that any one of us could find ourselves in it as we move on through life, or even I'm sure that little Eva and Camila are experiencing that too. I'm sure that's why I brought Camila into the blessing. I'm sure she's quite a worried and overworked mom. So we do take care of one another, and God love us for that, and God bless us for that.
Okay. I might mention I had a little difficulty getting on the call today. I don't know if anyone else had that. It took me about, a few minutes before it would go through.
So really? You'd get through.
I don't know, but I just thought I'd put that out there in case.
Okay, well, thank you for letting me know that, and I've heard that from a couple of people that apparently our new call line doesn't allow for multiple entries all at the same time. So if any of you on this call ever have that problem, just try and try again, and I will see if I can clear this up with our company.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And I'll just see if we've got anybody else that's come on to ask for a blessing or share a prayer. Share
question blessing.
Okay.
Hi, Jerome. Up at
Hi, Jerome.
Up in Duluth, Minnesota. With that lady, that man that has the little child, that's idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura. That's what ITP is, and it's our prayers will be very helpful for that condition. So, reminds me of what I used to do. But my question is just with two others. A guy named John who was making his transition to the other side last night, and another lady named Linda, who's in her 50s, and she had some surgery a couple of days ago. So if we could just put those names on the healing list, that would be great.
They're on the list right now. I have their names written down with me, and they'll be in my right in front of me as I offer the blessing. And Jerome, blessings to you. It's so good to hear your voice.
You too, thanks.
Yeah. All right. We are... we have some great requests, and I'm so glad that you are. And Wayne, I see you're on the line. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. It's Wayne.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a prayer request.
Okay.
Yeah, Patty and I, I'd like a blessing on our relationship. We've made the decision to become unmarried. And I would just like this to take place in as much grace as possible.
Oh, we certainly will, Wayne. We really will, and hold you in our hearts as well.
Thank you.
In a very special way.
Okay. I love you.
Love you too, dear. And we hope you can come to a blessing seminar before too long.
Oh, yes, I would love that.
Wayne is one of our great entertainers. He just sets our hearts alive with music when he comes to a blessing conference. So we're putting you on a special blessing list to be carried here by the angels.
Thank you.
And one more comment about Jerome for Steve. What Jerome said is something you really, really can take to heart, because Jerome was a pediatric MD. Well, he still is, always will be, but that was his practice for many, many years, Jerome. worked with children and was a very, very special doctor for them. So when he says this is possible, it's something you can take to the bank. And give that assurance to Camelia. And Mary, I see you're on the line. We've got time for one quick call, one quick input.
Okay. Hi. Thank you, Glenda.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that I felt the strongest pull towards love, just listening to our community and having the wonderful treasure of hearing your messages and having this blessing again in my life. And I feel like I have had a shift in my life that has been so powerful, and a lot of it is thanks to you and these teachings, and it's simply letting love be my guide and letting love be my teacher. And it feels like a real shift in my internal compass, so I just want to thank you and bless everyone, and that's all I just wanted to share.
Oh, Mary, we love you, and thank you so much for that. And actually, what you're noticing in our community is the growth of people who have come to the blessing a number of times, and they have seen the miracles that are being worked. And so they're more and more willing to receive. If you remember, for the last 2 months, I've had a strong emphasis coming from Yeshua to speak on the subject of receiving. You know, we are starving in a room full of food because we don't trust enough to take the nourishment and know that God has given it for our betterment, for our healing, and for our growth and our greater advancement in life. And why we don't do this is because we have been conditioned to distrust love. And that's the tragedy of our life. It is the tragedy of our life. And as we learn to not just give love or just receive love, but to be love, then the healing begins. And so we're going to have some more talks in the future about being love. For today, we're going to talk about just how we make things happen in the most effortless possible way. I think that's a great way to celebrate Labor Day and the Labor Day weekends. I think that's a great way to celebrate the Labor Day weekend, with so many people rushing out to buy things on sale, thinking that, well, okay, I've got a limited budget, but I can go spend now, and I'll get the most for my money. The real question is, how do you get the most for your life? That should be what we're asking ourselves every day of our life. How do we get the most out of all this great abundance that God has given us, that we're not even allowing ourselves to receive? And you may be saying, well, Glenda, I look around, and I see people out of work. I see people being mean to each other. I see people being callous and careless and not caring and competitive, not being charitable. What do you mean there's abundance out there? Well, we have to create the abundance among ourselves as a human community. That's work we have to do. But God's abundance is infinite and unlimited. And when you learn to tell the difference between God's abundance and the sometimes seeming lack of abundance we show to one another, when you learn the difference, your life will change. You will learn to look for your support and know where and how to find it. You will know how to ask for help. and position yourself in the best possible way for receiving help and advancing in your life. So what are we supposed to think when life is just too hard? And for some people, that it is the way it seems. It seems like it's all just so hard. What could be the reasons? If we were created in the image of God, shouldn't we be able to summon that which we need? Shouldn't we at least be able to receive the gifts that God has given? Well, I made a list of what some of the reasons could be. The one all-time possible reason, which you have to always keep on your list, is that it's possible you need a challenge. Only a challenge will make you strong enough to receive success when it comes. That's an all-time. You just put that at the top of your blackboard. Number one, I may need the challenge. Once you accept that, what happens is that the challenge becomes a positive in you instead of something that you're resisting, something that causes doubts in your heart about what you're doing. Because the number two reason why life is too hard is that you may have some reservations about what you're doing that keep you from putting your whole heart into it. See, if you look at these challenges all as if, well, the world is just opposing me. Everything's telling me I shouldn't be doing this. If that's the way you're responding to challenges, it's only natural. You're not going to put your whole heart into it. And if your whole heart isn't into it, well, how are you going to summon support? Which is really the number three reason why life is sometimes too hard. Now, there are a lot of things in life that we really do have to do for ourselves. But the bigger things in life that you want to see done, let's just say you want a safer, cleaner community. You want to live in a more responsible society, more literate, making better choices. You want to have a better business or be more appreciated in the job you hold. You want to have a better family, better relationships. You want to be doing better work for your clients. You want to have a better relationship with nature around you, including your favorite animals or pets. Well, you're not going to do that work alone. You're just not. Like I said, some things you have to do by yourself. But most of the things you consider to be the most worthwhile, the most worth achieving, you're going to do in, among, and with the support of others. Now, how in the world are you going to summon their support if you don't fully believe in what you're doing? You've got to believe in what you've got to be enthusiastic. You've got to know that inside, deep inside yourself, what you're doing is important. And you've got to summon that support with all your heart. You'll be surprised the difference it makes. And if it doesn't make enough difference, if it gets you partly down the road, like you get a little bit of support, but not enough, the number four reason life is hard is maybe you just don't know enough about what you want to do. You may need to learn how to do something better. There is a learning curve to almost anything in life. There's a learning curve even in our most beloved relationships. And that often has to do with letting that other person be who they really are and love them anyway, and then find a way not just to love them anyway, but to love them because of who they are, perfectly being who they are, so that who they are is something you hold with endearment and fondness. That's a learning curve, my friends. Learning about yourself. There's a learning curve as well. How many of you have taken time to really learn about your own body? How many of you have taken the time to really examine what the desires of your heart are, actually are? How many of you have really, really let go enough of old resentments about your core birth family, whether it was parents or siblings or an abusive uncle or somebody who abandoned you or betrayed you? How many of you have so totally released the resentments that you can actually extract from that experience the learning possibilities? There are learning possibilities in everything, literally everything. But we can't learn as long as we're blocking the experience with our fears, our resentment, our judgments, or even hatred. We're not going to learn from it. So that's a form of knowledge as well. You see, knowledge can range all the way from gaining technical knowledge about how to do a job better, and that sometimes is the answer, all the way to knowledge about your own heart. If you don't know your own heart, let's go back up the list. If you don't know your own heart well enough, how can you put your whole heart into something? If you don't put your whole heart into something, how do you get support? Okay? You see, we're working up and down the list of why things are harder than they need to be. And number five is trying to do something with muscle and effort that the soul can do effortlessly. If you just turn it over to your soul to do the job it was created to do in the way only your soul can do the job. And this could mean anything from prayer, taking God on as your partner, asking for spiritual guidance, trusting in your own higher self to take you around the curves in life that you can't see on an incarnated level. You see, on an incarnated level, we're down on the pavement of the road. We're driving around mountain curves. We can't see around those curves. But on the level of your soul, you can see not only around the curves, above the curves. Your soul can get somewhere before you arrive. Just like one of the prayers I used to pray when I did a lot of angel work with people and I painted angel paintings, is I would pray that their angels would arrive at their destination even before they would, preparing the way every step of the way. And your angels will do that. You will do that for yourself as well, from the level of your soul. So don't try to do on a muscle and push and force level what the soul needs to do effortlessly. And then the sixth step has to do with rest. Don't forget to just break away and rest. It's so important that you move back from anything you have pushed too deeply into. The very fact is, the deeper you push into something, the less you can see it. The more you destroy your larger perspective. There was a study a number of years ago that had to do with athletic training. And there was a double blind, it was a double blind study. And it was done with every level of athletic performance, all the way from high school athlete to college athlete to professional athlete to Olympic or championship level athlete. Okay, divided into two groups with all athletic abilities in both groups. And over a period of 2 weeks, one group practiced every day and was coached every day and was given improvement procedures and more certainty and more knowledge and more coaching every day. The other group took every third day off and wasn't allowed to even think of sports or athletics. They were just, you know, whatever was in their vicinity. It was either go to the beach or go to the malt shop, rest in the hammock, ride a bicycle or whatever. Get away from athletic performance. And at the end of the study, these athletes were then put into a contest with each other. Guess which one won? Not by a small margin, but by a huge margin. The group that rested every 3 days. And what, not only that, not only, and you could say, well, Glenda, maybe they just stored up their, you know, their energy. They bounced back and they recovered. You could say on a cellular level, on an autonomic response level, on an intuitive level, they recovered. Actually, not only that, they had more skill. They actually accomplished more acquisition of skill. Their skill levels were above and beyond the skill levels of the athletes that were coached every day. So never overlook the importance of rest. I guess that's why even God rested on the seventh day and left it to us as a reminder that no matter what we are trying to achieve in life, this is how we achieve it. We rest. We turn over to the soul everything we can. We embrace our learning curves. We cultivate more knowledge. We bring our life into such a state of worthiness that we always feel good about asking for support, and the people in our life want to support us. And we have no reservations about what we're going to do. And then at the top of the list, if above and beyond that there's still challenges, then we welcome them because we know we've still got some mountains to climb. And we thank God that God did not forget to give us a new mountain range. So that's my Labor Day message. And now let's move into our moment of rest and recovery, receiving the Holy Spirit, receiving the blessings of Christ, God the Father, and the grace and magnificence of this universe and our wonderful field of nature. Let us retire into our heart. Be seated, your feet on the ground, your head pointed toward heaven, ready to receive the nourishment of the earth, the grace of God, the love of Christ, the regeneration of the Holy Spirit. I will say an invocation to Yeshua, and then you begin your prayer while we conduct the energy of the Holy Spirit. And we will hold, I will be holding, and those who remember will also be holding the names of those we take into our prayer list, and the names of even more who are not here to ask for it, but so deeply need the love of God at this moment in their life. We know that the healing resources are here and available. Let us begin. Dear beloved Son of God, Yeshua, our brother, our friend, our teacher, our guide, our strength, the one who teaches us who we really are, the one who brought us our greatest learning curve, our greatest field of support, and our greatest opportunity for growth and advancement as the souls we are, being the love that we are. We now surrender to your magnificent love, to your healing, and to the grace with which you bring the power and the love of God into our life. We ask that those who are hurting, who need assistance in their healing, are given perfect healing and perfect repair and grace and enlightenment and union with their most ideal place in the love of God, being children of God as they are. We ask that you bless the animals in our life and the nature around us. We ask that you bless all humanity, all humankind, those who cannot ask for prayers for themselves, the children, the elderly, the shut-in, those who don't even know to pray. We ask for them as well, that they may eventually remember who they really are. And now we surrender into your love, the power of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God. Amen. Your blessing is now complete. Next, go and rest. Just lie down. Don't think. Don't even continue your prayer. Just allow yourself to be the receiver of the grace of God. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to being with you again next Sunday. Bye-bye for now.